Well, this is Scott Wells with Scott's Spotcast, and we're here back again at the Precursor Suite, and it's about 1:42 in the morning of May the 1st. I'm here with Jeff Williams again.
1:42, that's like 3:15 Canadian.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, with inflation.
Yeah.
You know, because you used to live kind of near Canada. Is Minnesota somewhere near Canada?
Minnesota is very close to Canada. It's actually a suburb of Winnipeg.
Minnesota is?
Yes, it is.
It used to be an annex, I think, wasn't it? So
yeah.
It's just kind of out back.
That's right.
And then you took a hike and lived down in Florida, in Treasure Island.
Yeah, I went down, got married on the beach. Now I live actually, I moved from Treasure Island to St. Pete Beach, which is still on the same island.
So something about the beach you liked, what was it about Minneapolis that you didn't care for? You had beautiful snow up there?
Yeah, something about bone-chilling cold that can kill you. I mean, that's not an exact quote, but yeah.
Well, I mean, just because people up there, 30-year-old people look like they're 60 years old.
Oh,
crying
out loud. I saw a dog frozen to a fire hydrant.
Yeah, and he was just stopping for take a leak.
Not pretty.
Yeah, it must not have been. As opposed to being down in Florida.
Yep.
Which is?
Florida. It's really nice, very warm, very sunny, and if it gets too hot, you just go over and fall in the Gulf. So, I mean, you can always cool off, and it's just wonderful down
there. Are you just like a short drive to the beach?
Well, no, I'm actually about an 80-yard walk
to the
beach. Yeah, to the intercoastal, and I've got a 15-foot walk to a lap pool that's right behind the house.
Yeah, I see you use that a lot, too, over there.
I really do,
yeah. You're all toned up here.
Things are working well for me.
So you're going to be sunning in the and trying to get a tan, or are you going to stay away from the sun? Or?
No, you can't stay away from the sun if you're in Florida, but you do, use sunscreen.
So. A lot? Yeah.
Yeah, all the time.
And so I was thinking the Colominis lived in Treasure Island area, don't they? Or
used
right?
to. I think Aldo and Rachel are more in the either Orlando or just north of their area, so I haven't actually, they used to be there, but I don't believe they're not.
I was thinking I thought it was over the Treasure Island area.
Yep, well, I think they were.
So we're here at the last day. The 4F convention is now history, and it's been great, and you performed this afternoon. You ate a glass light bulb.
I ate a light bulb, a real, actual light bulb.
A real bulb. Tell me about that. So you have to have, remember Todd Robbins saying you have to have a special constitution or something you have to
work
with. You just can't go and eat a bulb.
Correct. There's a lot of preparation involved before as well as after. There's a lot of do's and don'ts.
Yeah.
Like you shouldn't eat frosted bulbs because they're poisonous.
Right? Yeah.
There's a don't for you. Huh? So, I mean, yeah, do not just go out and start eating glass because you can really hurt yourself very badly. And I've had several people, including Todd, help me with the technique and try to make it as funny as possible just to take the edge off because it's a horrific thing to see.
No pun intended, taking the edge off. Because when you're taking the edge off, when you're crunching through that, I mean, the people around me were just cringing and, turning their heads away as you were putting the glass in your tongue. How do you keep from bleeding in your mouth and lips and oral area?
A dry mouth is the kiss of death for that particular routine. So just before I go on,
well lubricated,
I take a swig of water and I run it around my gums and I make sure that salivating thoughts.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the more stuff I got going on in there, the better. But glass, you never feel more alive or have a feeling for the sanctity of life more than when you're standing in front of an audience on stage with a mouthful of broken glass.
Yeah, there's really no out for that.
None whatsoever.
Yeah.
No.
You've got to
swallow
it on down, and that's...
You got to deal with it, and you have to deal with it properly, or you have to deal with it in a very, very bad way.
Yeah.
So I've been very lucky, but it's, again, not for everybody.
Right. So, kids, don't try this at home, for sure.
No.
Yeah. That's not something you read in a book. It's something that's kind of passed down from one geek to another, I guess.
That's correct. You can find certain information in, like, Swami Mantra, but it's only the bare bones of stuff. The best thing to do is, if you had to do it, which I felt I did, I went to several different sideshow performers and geeks, and Todd was also very, very helpful.
Well, there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Jeff Williams telling you about eating glass. So, this is Scott Wells and
Jeff Williams
saying, Scotty out.
Friday.